Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
I took a train to Oxford last Wednesday to give a speech to the benefactors of my old college. I was in excellent spirits. The sun was shining, and I was amusing myself reading a blog post by Chip Conley, the entrepreneur, about the wisdom that comes with age. At 56, he likes to see himself less as a carton of milk bearing a sell-by date than as a bottle of fine wine that gets better every year. As I walked through Oxford, I felt inclined to agree. I too was like an improving bottle of wine. No longer did the honey stone whisper, "You aren't good enough." The intensity, both the misery and the odd spurt of joy, that I felt as an undergraduate had finally receded. Lady Margaret Hall, whose facade used to look like a prison to me, has had vast sums spent on it and in the late afternoon sun looked borderline handsome. I was even looking forward to giving the speech. Nothing could go wrong. The audience was captive, and I'd written something that I felt balanced comic reminiscence with sincerity and was edgy enough to keep the audience from nodding off over the port. 2 minutes in, and I was aware the laughter was strained and became more so as I ploughed on. Within seconds of my sitting down, two men were jostling at my elbow in protest. One of them, teeth gritted in rage, demanded to know what was going through my head when I decided to insult everyone. The other simply said, "Just go," pointing at the door. In the space of 15 minutes, I had got up the noses of assorted former students, benefactors and dons. I'd somehow told the men they were dim, the women frumpy, and had taken the name of the absent Stephen Hester, chief executive at RSA Insurance, and a student in the year below me, in vain. Mine was a tour de force of clangers. I've made a few people cross over the years, but what was remarkable about this was not the strength of the feeling, but that for once I was trying to do the reverse. My college changed my life. It taught me how to work, how to think, and how to spot cant and feeble logic. LMH took me on despite atrocious A-levels and being entirely undeserving, but is now doing something more worthwhile. It set up a foundation year for students from poor backgrounds who, despite difficult starts in life, have performed far better at school than I ever did. It's not nice to have people shouting in your face, but what shook me more was wondering how on earth, with all my experience, I could have misjudged my speech so badly. By the end of the night, I'd worked out that Chip Conley was talking rot. I have nothing in common with an old bottle of fine wine, though if at that moment I'd had one to hand, I would have downed the whole thing. Instead of getting wiser with age, the reverse appears to be happening. The most noticeable change, apart from the ones I see in the mirror, is that I'm not frightened anymore. I used to be scared of failing at work, of being found out, or of what people thought of me. Being post-fear makes life more comfortable, but also more dangerous, because fear fends off disaster. It discourages you from packing a speech with sarky, teasing asides, which, though possibly amusing to you, might be less so to those who are the butt of them. The incident has taught me something even more uncomfortable, how hard it is to learn from mistakes. I have form on this. I go on hitting the curb when parking. I go on misspelling separate, despite the assiduousness of Google in correcting me. Doing something badly is painful, and as being in pain is not nice, I'm getting good at pain reduction strategies. Already in my head, I'm spinning the story so that I come out of it less badly, and I dare say in a day or two, I'll be blaming the audience for not seeing the funny side. Which leads me to one thing I have got better at with age, recovering from a setback. A calamity on the scale of last week would once have left me cringing for a couple of years at least. I've spent the past 24 hours in a state of advanced mortification. But now that I've got this off my chest, it may soon be time to pretend that none of it ever happened.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.